Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Ministry Along the Way Radio. So glad that you're joining us again tonight. My name is Demetria. I'm one of your co-hosts.
Hello. Hello, guys. I'm Tanyelle. Hi, Demetria.
Hey, how you doing today?
I am doing fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Running and, you know, just trying to settle down and get myself ready to talk about music once again.
Okay, well, I just got off the tennis court. So if I sound like I'm out of breath, that's why. I'm trying to catch my breath. Yeah, it feels good to get out and about and run around.
Yeah. Yes, you need a minute? You need to get a drink of water?
I got some water. I think I'll survive. The guys just started a doubles match, and I said, I'll be back at 8:30, so I'm actually going to do the show live from the tennis court.
Cool. That's different.
Yeah.
You're there now?
I'm here now. Yeah. I just walked off the court, and I'm at the truck.
Good. So you have some people there with you that you're meeting there? I'm just wondering if you do.
Well, I've been hitting out here for quite some time. I am meeting someone out here, but we always meet. So it's not a big deal. Everybody's out here. Everyone knows one another, so folks can hit one another and stuff.
I was just asking because if there was anybody nearby that you were acquainted with and was there with you, that maybe we could hear their thoughts tonight. Maybe they could tell us what their favorite song is and why and, you know, what they like or don't like about music. So if one of your people shows up, see if they wouldn't mind adding their voice to the conversation.
Yeah, cool. Actually, for the first time, my choir director is coming out to hit with me for a little bit if he makes it out here, and I can certainly get him. And Rudy just pulled up, and he actually plays the guitar. And Clement is out here. He's a music buff, but he's on the court right now. So that's a good idea. If I get a minute, I'll pull somebody. This will be fun.
Cool. We'll have a live remote from the tennis court.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, sounds good. We We have a couple people listening in already. Welcome to the show tonight, listeners and callers. We are continuing with last week's conversation, music, more than just the melody. This is part two. And if you want to call in and chat with us, you can do so by dialing 347-637-3604. Press the number one, and you can tell us what your thoughts are. Tell us what your favorite song is and what music means to you and has meant to you. I want to go ahead any time the two callers that have called in, anytime you want to go ahead and press that number one, go ahead and do so. I know who both of you are, and I would love to hear from you tonight. Thanks for tuning in again. I know you were with us for the first part of our conversation, so thanks for tuning in again for part two.
Cool. What you say?
Music, once again, our conversation was, I'm safe in saying that it was profound, and I say that because it sparked so much conversation. At least that's the feedback that I got back from people. I was amazed at just how much feedback that I did get back. How about you? Did you hear from people?
Well, like I told you, while we were on the air, I was actually responding to text messages while you and I were talking. And so then when I got off the phone, I got, you know, folks texting and saying that was an awesome topic and just you know, sharing their excitement about what we talked about. I hadn't got that many texts before, you know, in the middle of a show, so that was kind of cool. So obviously, you know, just what we were talking about, that music has a huge effect on people no matter where they are. I was getting text messages, a message from a friend in Tennessee, one from my cousin in Toronto. So people were listening from afar, but the topic moved them enough that they wanted to respond to it. So, yeah, I was kind of surprised. I even enjoyed the topic. I was surprised about my response, too. To be honest with you, you know, just thinking about. Go ahead.
And you had indicated to me that you didn't quite know where the conversation was going to go before we actually had last week's show. You were kind of like,
Yeah, because I didn't know how much I would share. Like, I just didn't know what I would lend to the conversation and how much of myself I would allow to be exposed about. You know, the effects of music on me. So it was interesting. It was a really good topic. It really was. Good segment.
Isn't that something that not even just the music itself is powerful, but even just the conversation about music is powerful?
Right. Misi, I actually have someone that I can grab him before he gets on the court. Just want to make sure from you, like, where are we with time? I know you have some folks waiting on the call log to possibly jump in.
Well,
and I don't know if we're ready
to
take.
I'm not going to rush.
Okay.
I'm not going to rush them. We can kind of develop the conversation a little bit, and we'll, you know, see. No pressure for those two that are on the switchboard, but I would love to hear from you. So go ahead. You know, give that person a heads up and let
them
know what's going on.
Okay, well, hold on one second. Rudy, hey, come on over. This will be quite fun.
This
is Rudy, one of my buddies on the tennis court. Yeah. And Rudy actually plays the guitar. I had it right. And we often have conversations, or I listen in on the conversations that he and another gentleman, Clement and Ray, they often talk about music a lot. And so we'll jump in and ask Rudy, what does music mean to him, and how did you get started with guitar, playing the guitar, okay? All right. Oh, say hello to everybody. You're actually on live.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Hello, Rudy.
What's up?
Hello, welcome to Ministry Along the Way
music,
Radio.
A creative source of energy and expression. It's been with me for a long time. I did 18 years with the Navy Band and a lot of traveling, mainly playing to a wide variety of listeners, jazz, rock, country, and I've enjoyed guitar ever since the age of 10. And my uncle pretty much had a guitar sitting over in the corner. He could play three chords, some blues, and he would always play when he came by after a couple of shots.
Okay.
And so I picked it up from him, playing three chords, three chord progression blues.
Rudy's so cool. He even sounds like a jazz musician. But I want to ask you a question. You just explained that you've had an opportunity to play in other places, right? And did I hear other countries? Is it in other countries while you were in the military or no? Did I hear that wrong?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I was able to do 4 years in Italy. During that time, we played Italy, Germany, mm-hmm. France, Spain, Kosovo, Albania,
oh, wow.
Mainly the Western Europe countries.
Were you often shocked at segments of the world and how they would respond to your music? Like, you know, a person who may not have spoke the same language that you spoke, but they can get the same effect, you know, that someone else would from the type of music that you were playing. Were you surprised and shocked by that? How music can kind of draw people together?
Absolutely. The experience that I've had being over in Italy, realizing that when I spoke of Miles Davis, a jazz renowned, one of the great trumpeters of all times, they could tell me about American music more so than a lot of folks who knew of Miles Davis. They could tell me where, when he was born,
mm-hmm.
his background,
mm-hmm.
John Coltrane, a lot of the jazz greats in the U.S., they knew American music.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally surprised, of the education that a lot of the musicians of American music, jazz itself, the cultural diversities of our art form, which really highly motivated me to come back and to do some research or investigation,
mm-hmm.
because I'm over in another country and these folks are telling me more than I actually knew about our jazz giant.
Wow. Demetria, do you have any questions for Rudy before he grabs the cord?
Well, I just think that's very interesting what he just said. I'm just wondering how that happens. You know, is it because you have to be a connoisseur of a certain genre of music, you think? I'm just wondering, you have any thoughts, Rudy, why that would be people in a foreign country would be more educated about American artists in like an exclusive genre of music, like black jazz?
I actually tossed that up many times and thought about it over and over again. But I understand their love for American music and their study of classical music in the music realm led them to want to duplicate, simulate American jazz. We take it for granted because it's here.
Mm-hmm.
But there, they look at it as a expressive medium, the jazz art form that is,
mm-hmm.
and it's very diverse, and these people come at it on all cylinders of educated expression. They study that much as the jazz musician does, but we have so many forms of music over here, I think we take it for granted. Over there, they admire, they want to be like, you know, and they want to experience that art form because it was born in America. Jazz music is here and is alive and well, you know. So this is the birth of jazz and being in the city of New Orleans in Louisiana. What better city can you, you know, claim the birth of jazz? And it's alive.
That's right.
So,
that's right. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
All right, it's been my pleasure, and once again, you know, it's been a great day for me to express what music means to me and to all the fans. A shout out.
All right, and hold the cord down for me. I'll be out there in a sec. All right. Yeah, that was interesting, huh?
It sure was. It sure was. It just has me thinking about cultures, different cultures, and, you know, European culture, because he mentioned several different countries there. But I don't know. We have that love of music, but it seems like as it's expressed as an art, that maybe some other cultures appreciate it more as an art than perhaps we do here in America. I think maybe that's what I'm getting from that. So that's very interesting that they would be more schooled and knowledgeable about the history of individual artists than a lot of us are. Tanyelle, did I lose you?
I'm here. I'm just trying to grab more folks, that's all.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm listening to you. I'm working the court. I'm working the court.
Oh, I see. I see. We do have a caller who wants to chit-chat with us. Area code 647. I have made you live. Tell me your name and tell me where you're calling from.
My name is Damon Allen, and I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. And
welcome to Ministry Along the Way Radio, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling all the way from Canada. Wow.
Do you get many callers from Canada?
You are the first, so that makes you special. That makes you very special.
I know one of the co-hosts as well.
Okay, who's
that? It must be Tanyelle, because it's not me.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
Hello. All the way from Toronto.
Yes, I listened to your show last week, and I didn't get a chance to call in, but this week I did call in because music is probably the most influential globally in the world to be able to connect people all over the world, and has the quickest message to impact people's lives. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me, the fact that I believe I have the fruit of the Spirit that's in my heart, I have a preference in the music I like to listen to, and most of the time it is gospel because of the edifying words that brings, it matches my spirit. But I was listening to an article, and maybe I would like to have you guys' thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
It was Fred Hammond. He had a new album out in 2013. He called it God, Love, and Romance. And the reason why he said he made the album was due to the fact that in the church you don't talk about romance very much, and there was closing into a high rate of divorce in the Christian community, and so he wanted to make an album where, you know, romance can be a part of that community as well, because, you know, what music do we listen to if we want to romance our spouse or our loved ones,
mm-hmm.
And to be intimate? And so he decided to make an album, and the album is amazing to me.
You know what, Damon, and that would make sense, because we know there's a dedicated chapter to romance. Songs of Solomon, right? And so
right.
that makes a lot of sense that God created love, so why can't we as Christians and you know, have music to showcase our love for the people that we are espoused to, you know, married to. So that makes a lot of sense for him to have gone out to try to do that.
Absolutely. And so that was the one thing that, and I never, you know, really listened to a music like that before,
mm-hmm.
and it is a little bit outside the box,
mm-hmm.
but the words, the style of music is is very romantic and those things. And so I recommend that album. Who because he said most Christians and believers have to listen to R&B if they want to become more romantic and those things and intimate with their loved ones. And so
can you
I
say the name of it again?
It's called God, Love, and Romance.
Okay.
It's from the album 2013. So it's fairly new.
We'll have to check it out. Now, I know you come from a musical family. Athletic family, but also music, right?
Yes.
You care to share some of your upbringing around music and how did it influence you?
Well, my upbringing, first and foremost, I mean, we're brought up around believing who God is and who God is in us. And so my mom and my family is from New Orleans, which they started the Johnson Sisters when my mom was very young in New Orleans. And, you know, eventually they moved to California and started to, you know, sing in the church. And I think, you know, I think everybody in our family at some point has sung in the choir, the church choir and those things. But I'm not musically inclined. I wish I, you know, would have took those kind of piano lessons and those things and take full advantage of those things. But, yes, my family, we love music. My sister and my mom, they still sing. My brother Harold, he does sing. But the other part of the other guys, we play sports.
Yeah. And if I can just say that, first of all, I love you so much. Thank you for calling me. My cousin challenges me a lot. He's one of those people who have been instrumental in me growing in the faith. I want to say that. And he's a wonderful big cousin. And he's also an outstanding quarterback. He played Canadian League football. He is a Hall of Fame football player. I know he did not expect for me to say that, but I am proud about
that.
No,
I didn't.
I know you didn't. And guess what? I'm getting ready to beat Ellis on the court. You know, we had fun playing on the court a couple of years ago. So
are we talking about tennis now?
Tennis, yes. Yes. Ellis just came out to join me on the court for the first time. And that's also Damon's cousin. And so big coincidence, you know, that you guys are – he's in one place now. He's always asking about you. So,
which is great because I do come from – a very musical family background, especially in New Orleans. And it's pretty neat that my grandfather's – I have a set of cousins on my grandfather's side and a set of cousins on my grandmother's side. And so New Orleans is a big part of who I am. And it's always great to support my cousin because so often you don't get the opportunity to actually really share the gospel and to – sharpen one another in the faith. So, you know, it's amazing that I'm, as a person now, you know, really coming back to God and really getting to know who God is, whether it's through music or through reading the Word. It's just really nice to, I'm pushing for truth, you know, to understand who is the real Christ and those things. And because, you know, in Scripture it always talks about, you know, be aware of false prophets and false teachers. And so I'm very conscious of those things that make sure that whoever I listen to, they're speaking truth. They're speaking from the Word of God. And I appreciate Tone and her gift in the Word as well.
Thank you so much. And Demetria, if it's okay, I just want to let Ellis say hello quickly to Damon real quick. Hold on.
Hello.
Cousin.
Hey, I know you don't remember me. It's been years. But
what are you talking about? I don't remember you.
Yeah, but
come
I just
on, the
wanted to holler.
You're the guitar player. What are you talking about?
My brother Bill was the guitar player. I was
you're the drum player.
With the kind of light eyes. But Bill played the bass, but you're right. One of us was a guitar player. And
that's right.
It's been that long. So I just wanted to say hello to you, man. I know you're on the phone talking to this
We're on radio, air live.
Oh, this radio announcer here.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll talk with you later.
Hey,
pass on my number. Pass on my number.
I sure will. And he's also a music director as well. And that musical family that Damon was speaking of, Ellis is a part of that family. So
absolutely.
Thank you guys. Yeah,
thank you for having
love
me on, and I love your show. I love what you guys are doing. I support you as well.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thanks for coming.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, for allowing that space. Thanks.
No problem. Do you want to just take a quick little break here, and we'll pick back up with our conversation.
All right.
Along the Way Radio, and we are coming back from our break. Tonight we are discussing music. Music is more than just a melody. My name is Demetria. I'm one of your co-hosts, and joining with me is Tanyelle. Tanyelle, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
I'm just working the tennis court. I said I was just in the tennis court looking for some more folks for you. That's all.
Okay. I want to share a little testimony right now. Since we had our show last week about music, I work at a local community college, and I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a former student. She needed a transcript and got that done for her, but I noticed, and there was something else going on, some other issue. So as we were talking on the phone, and I realized where she lives in San Antonio, and I start saying, oh, I've been to San Antonio when my son graduated from basic training in the Air Force, and so we got to talking, and I'm talking about my son. We had just gone to visit him, and I wound up saying something about my son, my daughter, but she's asking me questions. I'm like, wow, I know you didn't call for this. Are you sure you want to hear all this? And I'm just talking to all this proud mama about how well he was doing when I visited him. Well, this last week, she happened to call back. This is Thursday. She called me back. There was another issue going on. And she tells me about the issue, and I tell her that how I can help her. And she says, you know what? We talked about your son, but we didn't talk about your daughter too much. Tell me about your daughter. And so I started to tell her about my daughter, and I wound up mentioning last Tuesday's show. And I said, you know, my daughter actually wound up calling in, and she had these, you know, great things to say as far as the testimony is concerned about music. And I kind of gave her the general rundown of the show. I gave her the link and everything to the show, and she listened to the show and called me back in, like, less than 2 hours. She called me back. And she was so excited. She was extremely excited. She's like, you just don't understand. Last night I downloaded all this music. But, you know, I guess it was just something about it. I'm not sure what. Mm-hmm. But then she listened to the show, and she said, I'm deleting all that music. I'm getting rid of all of that music.
Wow.
She was super excited, and she didn't have a lot of time to just get into all the nuts and bolts of it. She was on the way out the door with her husband. And her husband mm-hmm. overheard some of the show. So he was like, what is it? Did I hear you listening to Kenny Rogers? If you remember, I played a little clip from a Kenny Rogers song. And she's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll explain it all to you later. So she winds up calling me back today. And she says, I have to tell you something else about this music thing. All that music that she downloaded and she deleted, she noticed something else was there, these other songs, and she didn't download those songs herself. She says, I know I didn't download those songs. She said it was, this is the way she described it, it was anointed music. It was this couple singing worship music, and it was so anointed, she said. She was just super excited because she felt like she just heard from God. Like, she was on the right track, and that show last week confirmed it, and then even more confirmation came when that worship music was there that she said she didn't even download and put on her computer herself. So this, she said three things. She said, God cares about the little things. She was so excited. That's the one thing she said. And she said, if no one else received anything else from that show, she said, I did. That show was just for me. And then she told me, make sure you tell your daughter thank you for the things that she said. So, Ashley, you're listening. There's a testimony about those things that you shared about what music did to you and what you did as far as researching and just all that whole conversation really resonated, at least with this one person, and I don't doubt for a minute that it resonated with other people as well.
Wow. That's awesome. No, that's
really
an amazing testimony. Yeah, it really was. And even when Ashley started off with the show, it did open up so much. And like I said, most people would think that, no, you know, you guys are thinking too much into things, but it's true that, you know, there are spiritual effects in certain music that we do listen to. When in both types of music, you can get something good from it, and then also something negative can come from certain music as well. So that was amazing that Adam, that Ashley's testimony helped someone else, and now we have another testimony. That was awesome.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So we know that, whether we realize it or not, and I think we're starting to, at least we're hoping to bring that out in these conversations we're having, is that music is powerful. So whether we thought about it before, it's something that we can have more on our minds now, just as what we're feeding our spirits. But music can be for all sorts of different things. It can inspire us. It can inspire us to hope, to love, to dream, to care about somebody or something. It can inspire us to communicate even. It can entertain us, for sure, for sure. Music entertains us. It's like I was saying last week, it's been the backdrop of our lives, you know, as children and then, you know, teenagers and then into adulthood. It's always there. And certain things can define a moment. Certain songs can define a moment in time. And we can look back on it, and it takes us right back to that day. That's a powerful something.
Yeah, absolutely. And even listening to instrumental music without the words, I know we prefaced a lot about words on last week, but even listening to the instruments, the musical instruments in itself, can also be a delight and a joy to someone's life. To people, it's very moving. A person can say so much just with an instrument alone. So, you know, again, like talking to Rudy, who plays the guitar, I'm sure there's so many emotions that he displays while playing his guitar and, you know, without having words going along with that music. So just want to also mention, I know we prefaced a lot last week about words and me for one, you know, talking about the rhythm and things like that of music. And I really meant that I want to seek out just hearing more of the wording of songs and not so much letting the beat always drive me. But still, there is room for that, and I enjoy the pleasure of listening to people who compose wonderful musical, musical songs or notes, if I'm saying this properly. I'm not a musician, but I love the composing of music, and there's a lot that, can be said about that as well, a lot of good things. I like how Damon mentioned. Yep, I like how he mentioned about being exposed to love songs that Christians can listen to, because that is important. Trying to find things that we can also be indulging or be a part of. I want to say to just even for enjoyment. So the fact that he is seeking that out, that's wonderful, and I'm gonna also kind of listen more. It's always good to learn something from someone, because now I'll start looking for those types of music, because I don't listen to much R&B anymore. And so now it's good to know that there's something else that's out there that can be encouraging and not influencing you to step outside of God's will, I should say.
Yeah, and years ago, just to put this out there, T.D. Jakes did put out a romantic album. That was The Lady, The Lover, and Her Lord, I believe the name of it was. And that was like the first of its kind, which is along the same lines as the Fred Hammond CD that's out now. So this, I mean, that was like groundbreaking back then. Like everybody, like, wow, did you hear that? Did you hear that music? And it was really very appropriate for Christian couples. It was really quite a, if I could say the word, lovely. I absolutely enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think you can say that. I mean, if you read Songs of Solomon, if a guy is really trying to romance his potential mate, or a husband trying to romance his wife, I mean, you can get some real good tips from Solomon. So, you know, God is full of love, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I am going to encourage those of you who are listening in to give us a call and share your thoughts with us. Callers who are on the switchboard, please press that number one and let me know that you want to talk with us. But again, there's no pressure to do that. Those of you listening by computer, if you want to dial in and chat with us, dial 347-637-3604. So we were talking about just randomly some of the things that music has the power to do. I was mentioning the power to inspire us and to communicate different things to us, even to bring about change. You know, we might hear a song that we can reflect on later, and it can cause us to want to change some things in our lives, get some things in order that have been in disorder. All of these are the benefits of music. And things that I don't want to overlook anymore. I just want to be mindful of some things that I might just be skipping over. Like my new friend who I've never laid eyes on, but I've talked to on the phone now 3 times, the way she told me that God cares about the little things to us in not just big ways, but in little ways as well. And one of those is through music.
Yeah, I'm a huge sports fan, and you know that. And often you'll see the athletes who have the headsets on, and they're always listening to music or something before they are, you know, going into a game. And obviously they use it as a motivational tool. And, you know, so people use music for all sorts of things. If you're at a game, just to hear the chants that are shouted inside of a stadium, just to get people involved and going, and kind of, and it's wonderful to see sometimes how people are embracing one another all because of a simple chant, right? Football season is getting ready to start up, and everybody in New Orleans will be shouting, who dat say they're going to beat them Saints, you know? And so you can go anywhere. And if you're a huge fan of Saints, I'm picking the Saints right now. I'm sure other teams have their chant songs, but that's ours. And I remember walking through the Atlanta airport after we lost the season opener to them, and I meant that I wasn't going to go home looking like a sad loser. So I dressed in all my Saints gear and went into the airport in Atlanta. In Atlanta, and I was, you know, somebody teased me about, you know, y'all going home as losers and stuff, and I would chant out, who dat, you know. So music is a very powerful tool. We can't say that enough. It really is, and it's moving. Definitely it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hearing Rudy. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I just wanted to give another opportunity.
No, I was just saying that was still interesting. I'm sorry. I'm talking over you. I didn't mean to. What you say?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Tanya. You were saying something about Rudy?
Yeah, I was saying that I didn't want that to be lost. That is interesting how a genre of music, as such as jazz, that you have individuals overseas that want to put so much energy in studying jazz. And there's a lot of singers that have come out of that I know in my time. I'm sure people can call out some other artists, but like an Adele, who has patterned herself after R&B or jazzy singers and not country music, so to speak. And so I am still, that's very interesting to hear that people have put so much study time and trying to find out about one particular type of music. And I do know some people who live here in New Orleans. My niece's grandfather is a jazz musician. He's a well-known drummer here in New Orleans, and he's always overseas playing music. He actually gets more gigs overseas than he does here. And for some reason, jazz is a, you know, I don't know if it's the feeling of the music or the tempo. I just don't know. And I would, Rudy himself is saying that he constantly asks himself that question or tries to search out that question and why people choose that particular music. Lastly, there's a young lady that I've been corresponding with, and she lives in Germany. She visited my church, and she sings in a gospel choir where she lives, and she's a Caucasian young lady. And we often, every so often, we'll email one another, and she's always asking me about music, and I have to actually send her a list of music. But they are locking in on, you know, the gospel music. And so, again, music is profound. It really is when you can have two individuals who speak totally different languages, and that's what has bonded her and I, the fact that I sing in a choir and she sings in a choir.
Yeah, we mentioned last week that it's been said that music is a universal language, and I think that's a very true statement, evidence for what you're saying right now. What Rudy said before when he was on the line with us, it really does cross all kinds of lines. Racial lines, and that's not to say that we don't have our particular favorite genre of music. I know some things appeal to me more than others. There's some things that don't appeal to me at all. But just music itself and the ability to be able to create music, I think, is an awesome, awesome gift. One that that is just God-given. Ever arena you're displaying it in, that gifting comes from God. And I think it's something quite special. I wish I was more talented in that way. I really do. I have to wait until I get to heaven for some of these things that I want to do. Like even to see a drummer playing that drum set, that inspires me. I've always wanted to, like, I wish I could do that. I've seen a drummer just going at it, and they just seem to be so wrapped up in what they're doing, just in wrapped and loving it. And at the same time, you know, feeding that to those of us who are listening in. Just here, I'm just giving of that gift. Like it's a fountain, and it just keeps pouring out. I love it. But, like I said, then when I get to heaven, it'll be perfected. It'll be perfected, and, you know, it won't sound like noise. The people are
listening. Well, that's not fair, because when you get to heaven, it'll be perfected. You can try it now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. It will be perfected. But here,
yeah.
If I have some drums just in my hand right now, it's just going to be noise, and it's not going to be a joyful noise either.
Right. I thought about, you know, as I sing in the praise, on the praise team, and just trying to really fully appreciate, you know, being able to sing there and really take it seriously. Just reading about how sometimes when people were going to battle in those days, and back in the biblical days, and then they would sound the trumpet. And so that was like the first line of defense. And I call the praise and worship team was the first line of defense. So, you know, it was just interesting to see how music how it fits even in, you know, worshiping and praising, and also tearing down spiritual strongholds. And when people are, again, feeling bad and down and out about certain things, how you can put on a certain song and it can just encourage you to press forward. So I just wanted to mention that before I got off the air, because that's my only musical instrument. I can't play anything, but I do make an attempt at singing.
Yeah, like Ashley was saying last week, that she's always singing, you know, got the music going, and that she said she thinks that's probably the one thing that aggravates her husband most. And I can probably say the same thing. But I'll just start singing at the drop of a hat. Or like the other day, my husband said something like he wanted some chicken wings. He's like, go get me like 3 wings from Popeyes. And lo and behold, I start with that song. 2 wings. It just dropped that right in my head. You know that song? I want 2 wings to veil my face. You know that song? 2 wings to fly
again.
Away.
2 wings.
I'm not
going to
sing
away.
For you, okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes.
Why don't you try? Go
2
ahead.
Wings to fly away. I'm being silly right now, but it's just that easy for a phrase to make me think of a line I've heard in a song. And then he's looking at me like I've lost my mind because I start singing about 2 wings.
Does he have any favorites?
Chicken wings. He does, actually.
Is he there now?
Talking about,
I'm going to put him on the spot.
No, he is here, but he's preparing to go out and work tonight. So, but I did ask him about his songs, and one of them that he mentioned, this was last week, he told me was Alabaster Box. That one he liked. One of them, for the first time, my husband kind of serenaded me
this was on our trip back from Texas a couple weeks ago, and he starts singing this song. I was on the radio. I was like, why are you singing to me? I've been waiting for this. So he serenaded me with one of those old love songs from when, like we were talking about last week, when people knew how to write a love song, and it was a Jeffrey Osborne song. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so he loves Jeffrey Osborne. My mom does too.
Yeah, he does. He must really like it because he even said, I had this album, this Jeffrey Osborne album, and he kind of went back in time. But we do have a caller who wants to chat with us. I am making you live. Hello, and welcome to Ministry Along the Way Radio.
Hi.
HP.
Hey.
Hey.
Who do we have here?
Heather, everybody. This is Heather. Yeah.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Danielle.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. So what do you have to say about music?
Well, my favorite music, believe it or not, is blues, okay? Like, I'm so caught up with blues.
Say it again, because I think it was kind of low. Go ahead, say it again.
Oh, hold up. I like blues music.
I
like,
know you do.
Yeah, blues is my thing.
Okay,
and I don't even know. I don't know if I ever listened to him like that. I don't know. But, my favorite person is, y'all might not know him, but my favorite person is Tucker, if y'all ever heard of him before. Tanya, you
never.
Might have heard of him. I know.
Never heard of Tucker.
I know him. You never, oh, my goodness, you got to listen to him.
Wait a minute. Wait, Heather, this is a blues singer?
He's not a blues singer. He's just a young guy that sings like blues. His music it sounds like the blues, but it's not. He got to be in his early 30s, I should say.
Oh.
And yes, his music sounds really good. And I'm so bad with him. I have him as my ringtone.
Wow.
He is my
okay.
ringtone, yes. And I have his whole CD downloaded on my phone. So I really do like
you
him.
You really do like him. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Heather, how did this love of the blues start? Where did that come from?
Well, my daddy started me listening to the blues because he would always listen to it in the car and in the truck and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, that sounds good. So we started listening to 106.7 on Tuesdays, like tonight. It's on now. It's on as we speak. They play all kind of blues music, like Mel Waiters and all kind of people. I was hurt.
Another name that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, girl, you're late. You got to get back on.
I don't know Mel, whoever you said.
I know Tanya knows Mel Waiters. She got to know Mel Waiters.
Wait, say it again. Say it again.
Mel Waiters. Do you know him? He was a blues singer. He passed away this year.
I don't know.
Like a month ago.
You got me on that one.
He passed away a month ago. He had cancer. So he passed away from cancer.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
I was so
hurt. Wow. Yeah. I'm listening to you because you really do know about what you love, right? You know when this man passed, that it was a month ago. You knew what he passed of.
Yeah, he had
you
cancer.
Love your blues music. Yeah.
I think it's
good that you and your dad have that special, that bond, that connection, that the two of you had that music between you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably from a wee little child, right?
Not really, because I did listen to Q93 and to get on that.
He's been listening to the blues. I know your daddy. He's been listening to the blues all your life.
Yeah, way before me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad you called in. I'm so glad you called in because, you know, that's another thing about music. It's a bond between people.
Yeah.
In relationships. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, that is. That is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I do.
You love blues. That's something I didn't know, Heather. That's, you really know your blues.
Yes, I do. And I did listen to Q93 Tanya once upon a time. I did. So one day I felt like, this is not for me. Like, this music is not for me. You know what I'm saying? And I just got away from it, and I didn't. And from that day, I just said, no more. I'm not listening to that no more. Because it don't make sense to me now to listen to it.
Yeah.
So all the new music, I can't explain it. I don't like it. And I do listen to gospel. I do listen to gospel. Like my God.
I know that. I know you do. I'm glad that you called it with your own authentic story and told us about your favorite music. I appreciate you calling us. Heather, thank you.
Thank you so much, Heather. You're such a faithful listener. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Demetria, I'm actually getting ready to lose power on the phone, so I'm just like, okay, we got 6 more minutes left. So if I go out, that's why, okay?
Okay. Not a problem. We can actually go ahead and end the show. I think we've covered everything that we had to say tonight, as far as I'm concerned. So you can go on and enjoy your tennis match.
Okay, thank you. I certainly did enjoy it. Thank you for putting up with me on the court. Mm-hmm. And again, wonderful segment. And good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.